Life.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, are free to call in about anything that you might like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Though we're going to break format a little bit here tonight, as we do every now and then, and bring someone special on the line, special guest, to which we can speak about something unusual. Mark, you proposed this tonight. Can you kind of set the stage for what happened in Australia?
Sure. I mean, I think people will probably remember this story. It was a pretty big deal for a couple of days, about a month ago. And that was two Australian DJs from a show called Today or something like that. They called up the hospital where, I guess, Wills and Kate, the queen or princess of something, I'm not sure what, was in with...
Yeah, I don't pay any attention to the royal whatever.
I don't really care about their titles, but I feel for anybody who's got, debilitating morning sickness, and that's what she had. And I guess they somehow fooled this nurse that was on duty there. And got some information about the nurse, Kate, and the nurse's name is Jacinthia Saldanha, and I guess, among other things, so I guess HIPAA rules were broken, or at least the British version thereof, and this lady committed suicide, and we were all kind of the opinion for a little while that it was over this, and...
Who's we?
I think the world?
Okay, because honestly, before the show tonight, I had not heard this crank call. I'd heard the news about
this. I don't
think
most people have heard the crank call.
Okay, because I'd heard the news kind of through the grapevine, but I never dug deeply enough to really hear what this was all about. And we've got the crank call here, so we can play that back for you. It's a terrible crank. I mean, it's not really that funny. And it's not really mean or insulting or anything that I would think would make someone want to go and commit suicide. So why is it that we're bringing Michael Harrison on from Talkers Magazine? How is one connecting to the other?
Michael Harrison, decides who gets the Freedom of Speech Award, and I think that he's a bit of an expert of freedom of speech.
That he is.
Whenever anything happens in the world of radio, people always rush to Michael Harrison to, at the knee of the guru to find out, what does he think?
Michael Harrison is the publisher, the editor, the man, the creator behind Talkers Magazine. Obviously, we have had the pleasure of knowing him to some extent over the last several years. We've been going to his conventions in New York City and now Los Angeles. Michael, welcome to Free Talk Live. Actually, it would help if I unmuted the phone.
Holidays, weekend, evening.
Sorry, I totally missed the first few words of what you were saying there. Try that one more time.
I'm glad you missed it because it really wasn't terribly smart. I'm really glad to be here. That's basically what I said.
Thank you.
And, I think that the question of the night is, why are you bringing Michael Harrison on to talk about this now? But I assume that Mark has a reason.
I do have a reason. Is I'm telling you, as a radio personality, I was petrified of this story for the first week. Wouldn't have gone near this thing with a pair of, tongs. It scared the heck out of me.
How many calls have you gotten on this, Michael?
It bothered me, too, because I thought it gave all those people around the world now. Certainly, I care about radio in the United States because that's our beat. But, the world looks to the United States and to America. There are people out there who just hate radio. They hate radio because it's cool, it's hip, it's edgy, it's got shock jocks, it's got pranks, it's got political activists, it's got politically incorrect speakers. It's got all kinds of stuff on it that a lot of people just don't want to hear. There has always been in society an element of repression. Free speech is one of the most difficult things to champion because along the way you wind up defending and protecting the rights of people to say the most outrageously horrific things.
It's true.
And quite often people see that as supporting the thing that you're protecting. So it's a difficult road, and it's one, the battle is never over. But this particular prank was irksome. How's that for a word? It was irksome to those of us who love radio and want to protect its freedoms and its freewheeling nature, because it fed into that current mentality that is very anti-radio, most of it stemming from the political aspect of radio. Now, there's no politics in this crank, but it's radio. And, you know, oh, those DJs, oh, those shock jocks, oh, those hateful talk show hosts.
Why, they've gone too far this time, I tell you.
Yes, they've gone too far. So I understand it. But the reason I made the remark, you know, that Mark's comment, why is Michael Harrison on now, I think the thing has come and gone. And there's other aspects to this, just from a human social perspective, that are very perplexing. The big question being, why did she take her life over this? That is something that is such a disconnect.
Is there any evidence that she did?
Frankly, I don't know. I'm obviously more informed about this than you are, because I know the names of the royals that were there, that were involved. But beyond that, I don't know. This whole thing has been murky.
Well,
the last I heard was that there was a suicide note, and in a murky way, she did take her own life, and somehow it was connected to what happened.
I haven't seen
that.
Released the suicide note that I've seen, but they did release the information that she attempted suicide twice in the year 2012 prior to this event. So, you know, I mean, it to some extent that kind of takes some of the danger away from these two DJs. But there for a few days, these DJs were getting death threats and all kinds of things. They went into hiding.
And they suffered. I hate to, you know, to defend them. Here I am, people going, are you defending people that killed a woman? They suffered terrible emotional distress.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw them interviewed on TV, and, you know, it's hard to fool me. They were truly crying and grieving and terribly upset. I don't know how they feel right now, because, again, so many bigger things have happened since then in terms of the news and how it applies to broadcasting that most of us have not followed it, you know, any more than we did. But I assume they're recovering from it. But clearly, this woman, she wasn't even the woman who gave the information on the air during the bit. She was the receptionist, from what I understand. And I keep saying from what I understand because at this point I don't believe anything I hear as definitely fact. But from what I understand, she was just the one who handled the call and sent it into the ward where the nurse on duty was the one on the air. She wasn't the one on the air. Most people thought she was the woman on the air who gave the information about Kate Middleton and thus had at least a closer connection to whatever humiliation occurred.
Yeah, there are thousands of stories about this on the internet, and to find out what the facts are is pretty difficult really assert. But I think that, to me, the narrative of the story is probably the most important. Like, to folks that want to take away the right of people to say things, whatever it is they might say on the air, they don't really care what the facts are. The facts are, you know, even if we tell the story that you know, the woman had never committed suicide and that she was the one who answered the phone and all these things. You know, when I've listened to this prank call, it's pretty mild. I mean, it's nothing crazy is getting done here. They're not going, honk, honk, ha, got you, you've been punked, or anything like that. None of that
Nobody
goes on.
Got.
Yeah, right. It's just a couple of people doing really bad English accents, asking kind of some silly questions and making fun of the royals for having corgis. I mean, it's nothing to it.
Yeah, exactly. And further along those lines, the information that was given out wasn't really personal, embarrassing information.
No.
It was simple medical information that you might have read in the paper the next day.
She's feeling
and
better.
And taken as ho-hum. There was no There was no news broken or, you know, secret scandal revealed.
Michael, can you stick with us for
boring.
Can you stick with us for another segment? Maybe talk a little bit into further free speech issues, maybe surrounding.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, stand by. Michael Harrison is with us. He is the publisher behind Talkers Magazine, and you can go there to talkers.com to see what they are all about. 855-453. Maybe you've got a question about free speech. 1-855-450-3733. You can also bring up anything you want. More coming up. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit lumberliquidators.com and find your local store today.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves here. Live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But we do have a special guest starting out the show here tonight talking about freedom of speech, especially when it applies to broadcasting and prank phone calls. We'll get back into that story here in a moment, but also want to remind you that if you would like to follow Free Talk Live online via email, Twitter, or Facebook, all you have to do is drop into our news page over at news.freetalklive.com, and from there you can link over to any one of those three choices. Use more than one of them if that's your preference. It's all free at news.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, we actually linked, we tweeted out that we're going to have this interview, and tweeted to at Talkers Magazine. So if you want to go and find out about Talkers Magazine and Michael Harrison, you can go there to our Twitter feed and see that. Our phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle that in a way that respects you and your client. Go find them at freetalklive.com. They're the top banner on the right-hand side of the page. They've been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time. Again, it's SACL CAI.
Okay, so we're going to bring back Michael Harrison, but just to give you a bit of a sample of this prank call that we've been talking about here, it happened a few weeks ago in Australia, and, you know, one of those top 40 kind of radio stations with the guy and girl morning show host, and they affect some British accents. They call up a hospital where one of the royal family is staying, and this is what it sounded like.
You are going to be the Queen. I'm going to be Prince Charles. Let's give this hospital a call.
Hello, good morning, King Edward VII Hospital.
Oh, hello there. Could I please speak to Kate, please, my granddaughter?
Oh, yes, just hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, that was it. Now, according to Michael Harrison, that portion of the call was the portion of the call in which the woman who answered the phone was then later found dead of apparent suicide. She left three suicide notes, apparently, in the room in which she killed herself. And those the contents of those notes have yet to be released. But unless there was some other portion to that call that they clipped out of what they played on the air, Michael Harrison, that certainly didn't sound like anything most people would take their lives over. And I've certainly, I mean, in my history of being involved with rock radio, and you did rock radio for a long time before you got into talk, as I understand it, there were a whole lot more seriously mean pranks that I've heard done on people, and you know, most people don't take their lives over this stuff. Should there be a too far for on-air hosts as far as, you know, how far they should go with this stuff?
Well, there should be a too far for everything in life. It just shouldn't be regulated by the government. And this is where free speech and the First Amendment, you know, people sometimes don't understand that. I mean, the radio station has the right to put on whatever they want to and, you know, let the marketplace decide. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't come right out and say, nope, there's no line. You know, I think that taste, I think that intent, I certainly think that if you went on the air and you spread lies that ruined lives or created public safety hazards, if you were to, you know, create panic by telling people that some terrible thing was about to happen,
sure,
and you did it maliciously, I would say, hey, throw those guys off, put them in jail even.
What about War of the Worlds? I mean, Michael Harrison, by the way, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, you started, as I understand it, in music radio back in the day.
I was a pioneer of underground album rock, so I've seen it all. But go ahead.
What about you brought up trying to fool people into thinking some sort of disaster was happening. What about Orson Welles and War of the Worlds from back in the day when, you know, they were doing a radio drama, but people believed it? It wasn't necessarily their intention to fool people, but they did.
Well, this is an interesting piece of history that is extremely controversial to this point as to whether or not Orson Welles knew people were going to believe it. But the fact of the matter is, in those days, you know, people were not as sophisticated in listening to radio. And there wasn't clear-cut lines between a newscast, a documentary, an entertainment show, radio theater. It sounded real. And it's a very, very, very important piece of history, that broadcast, and I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with it. Should it have been against the law for Orson Welles to do that? No. But suppose Orson Welles had decided, let's create panic across the country and do a fraudulent newscast as a hoax. Let's play a trick on the people of America. And let's tell them that there really is a Martian invasion and that it's real. and that they should run for their lives because these invaders are just killing people with technology that is way beyond anything we can defend. Well, suppose that that happened and you know, mayhem broke out even worse than it did. I mean, what would your opinion be? Do you think that that should go unpunished or that that should be considered to be normal broadcasting or okay? Should be even praised for it? These are questions we even talk about, you know, more than 70 years later, or however long it's been, 80 years later.
Right. This is, I mean, you know, this is high art in radio. The War of the Worlds bit was, I mean, you know, it's really looked back and lauded, but for the people it scared and the consequences that it wrought, that's a big deal. And, you know, it's because we're so far removed from it that it's all just kind of interesting now. It's just art. But back then, it scared a lot of people.
Well, is it art or is it fraud?
Well, it's sometimes art
can be fraud.
Yeah.
Some of the best artists are, you know, people who do forgeries.
Hmm.
It can be fraud and it can be art, but fraud is fraud. So I, as a defender of the First Amendment, I find it frustrating when people go, well, I have the right to say that. It's my First Amendment. Right. Well, yeah, you have the right to say it, but you also have the right to take the consequences of what you say.
Sure.
In terms of private business, in terms of people's buying habits, in terms of people getting really angry and hateful towards you and saying bad things about you. I mean, boycotting you.
Sure.
Campaigns against you.
Along with rights come responsibilities.
Right. And that's where... that's where it gets murky. As somebody who's owned radio stations and done talk shows and radio shows, there have been callers I just wouldn't want to put on the air because they were either boring, stupid, called all the time, nasty, hateful, talk about irrelevant things that aren't part of the show. So they say you can't come on. And the first thing they say is, hey, you're infringing on my First Amendment right. When the fact of the matter is they're infringing on your First Amendment right because it's your show. The answer to them is, go start your own radio station or get your own radio show.
Yeah, this is what
As long as the government doesn't make it illegal to have a particular point of view or expression or political position, First Amendment rights are not being infringed on. The spirit of the First Amendment can be infringed on. There's a whole controversy going on in radio today about whether or not it's fair play to organize boycotts against advertisers of political shows with which you disagree. And that is a real, you know, brain buster in terms of trying to figure out, is this a First Amendment issue or not? I think it's partially a First Amendment issue. And like all legal matters, you know, there's a lot of murky shades of gray. And that's what makes, you know, the justice system and law interesting.
Michael Harrison, I have to say, I really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. And folks who want to see more of what you do, can go to talkers.com.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your New Year's weekend. We, of course, will be broadcasting live throughout it. So thanks again for coming on.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Michael.
You.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. More coming up here, 855-453. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Free speech, maybe that's on your mind. Maybe you want to talk about what these DJs did, if you have any opinions on that, or bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you would like at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that you'll find on the site completely free. We've got a bunch of them, including listening options, live streams, three different sizes to fit your internet connection, broadband, midband, or narrowband streams. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into those. Also learn about our over 100 radio stations that air us on AM and FM across the country at various different times throughout the week, plus our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where you will hear us on two different channels. In addition, we're up on KU-band on free-to-air. You can find us on Galaxy 19 across North America, as well as the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, plus our webcam. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and much more. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go look for yourself. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. manventureoutpost.com. You can get it quick and get it from manventureoutpost.com.
We're going to go right into you and your calls. Coming up, the latest on the war on cigarettes. But first, Trevor's on the line listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Trevor. Trevor in Ohio. Going once.
Hello.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey, what are you guys up to?
We're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I know. Anyways, I've been listening to you guys for about 3 years.
Thanks.
I was the one that got arrested a few years back for the lemonade stand with my son. That was
Wow.
I got a resisting arrest and disorderly conduct is what they charged me with.
What ended up happening with those charges?
I got put on 5 years probation. And I got a 300 and I think it was like 364 my fine was.
Was that a plea deal or did you go to court for that?
No, I went to court.
Wow.
And that's for a lemonade stand.
5 years probation.
A lemonade stand.
Wait a second.
I called
court
and you guys just said you never heard of it except one other person.
Now, did you club the police officers with the lemonade stand?
No. Actually, they grabbed one of the police officers had grabbed my right hand and I pulled back. And the next thing I know, the other police officer that was pulling in right behind them grabbed my other hand, and I didn't want to give him my hands, and so they charged me with resisting arrest. But I didn't hit anyone or anything like that.
Gotcha.
But, wow. And now the probation, what level of probation is this? Can you leave the state?
I had to check in every 2 weeks, and then it was once a month, but it was for 5 years.
That's crazy.
They released me last week.
They released you from probation after how long?
Yeah. It was a year and a half, almost 2 years now.
Wow.
That wouldn't be too unusual.
Any random drug screenings or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. The lady was honestly, for the bureaucrat lady, she was pretty nice. The probation officer, she thought it was kind of stupid also.
I can't imagine too many people who don't.
But what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to go out cop blocking. My buddy Tyler, we've called in before. We listened to you at our shop.
Oh, thank you.
My buddy Tyler and I do. And we're going to go out cop blocking tonight in downtown because we've noticed.
What does that mean to you?
What's that?
What does that mean to you?
I'm going to go hold police officers accountable.
So you're going to go fail and ring people?
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay.
But what I was calling for is, I've never really, besides the lemonade stand, which I have on film, I've never done this before, so I was kind of calling to get you and Mark's advice on how to approach.
My advice is don't film anybody outside of New Hampshire.
Where is this going to be happening? Marion, Ohio?
Yes. We have, it's about the size of Keene, actually, mm-hmm. I think. We have, 36,000.
A little bit larger, probably about 50% larger, but
you're watching international.
Actually, I don't know where that audio is coming from. Apologize. Sorry, go ahead.
There's a lot of bars right downtown, and it seems like the State Highway Patrol and the city police, they set up a square, a perimeter right around it.
Mm-hmm.
So me and another guy, we're going to go there tonight, and we're just going to record you. It seems like every time somebody does something, they just pull them over.
Okay, so the perimeter is to eyeball people coming out of the bars and, kind of try to catch people for drunk driving? Is that
pretty much, yes, sir.
Okay. So you've never gone and recorded the police before? On the day in which the lemonade stand thing happened, did you have any video camera there?
Yes, I did. My wife recorded it, actually. Mm-hmm. She's kind of against me going out tonight, but it's something I feel like I should do.
Well, you know what? If you feel like you should do it, then you got to follow your heart. I tend to agree with Mark. I mean, if you at any point plan on making the move to New Hampshire and getting active here as part of the Free State Project. Yeah, I tend to recommend to people, keep your head down. Try not to get into any more legal situations in the place in which you live. That way it's, because if you end up getting arrested and convicted and have to go to jail, because you never know what these guys are going to throw at you. You never know
How can I get arrested for doing what I don't understand?
Hold on just a second.
Did you just really ask us
is
that?
Is this the guy who got arrested for having a lemonade stand?
Yeah,
just
I
ask me
it,
how.
I don't work.
Sorry, man. You can get arrested because they don't like what you're doing.
This is the easiest thing to get arrested for as far as the police are concerned. They don't like it when you record
them. Let me predict the charge. Let me give you three guesses. I'm going to say disorderly conduct, obstruction of justice. The word obstruction will be in the charge. Or, I don't know, maybe drunk and disorderly. Whatever it is they decide to thrash.
Those are, the first two certainly are possibilities. You know, I get it, man. You want to get out there. You want to get active. You want to, you want to get your feet wet. And I don't blame you for wanting to do that.
I'm on both sides. Sometimes I agree with Mark because he has his son, Jack. And so sometimes I really agree with him. But then on the other side, I'm like, all right, Ian.
You know, I mean,
here's what I'd do. I'd bring your son out, give him the video camera, and see what the cops do to him.
Well, that's his bedtime.
Okay. You know, if you're willing, if you understand the consequences, I mean, disorderly conduct, usually in most places, misdemeanor charge could possibly land you in the pokey. And if you go to jail, how's your wife going to feel?
I think she's pretty, I mean, I've sat down and explained to her that she knows I'm going to do this. And I feel like if I don't do what if I listen to you guys every night and I preach to all my friends and I don't show or man up to it, it's not, it just doesn't mean anything.
I hear you. You know, I mean, I'm driven to do activism at times myself, and I've done different.
You recorded the police.
Yes,
Mark.
I have, and I can tell you this. You know, I did the first recordings of activists in Keene, as far as the police went, and they scared the pants off of me when they're started hunting me down and saying you can't do that.
So let's say you go out tonight, you're on the streets, you see the cops pull somebody over, you pull out your video camera
and everything ready,
and start recording, and the police say put that away. And they start walking up to you. What are you going to do?
Sorry, officer, I know my rights. I don't have to put that away.
Okay. As long as you are willing to be put in handcuffs, taken down to the pokey, and not being able to get bailed out until early Monday morning, then...
But it's legal. I mean, isn't
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You can whine like that to the cop. He'll really care.
It was, in my opinion, it was totally legal for me to go to the courthouse early this year, and I was arrested for trespassing because I violated a no trespass order for doing that, but I believe that the no trespass order is illegal. The case is being litigated right now. If it turns out that the trespass order was illegal and they overturn the trespass order, that means the arrest was, a wrongful arrest. But according to my attorney, there's nothing we can do about it. He doesn't believe, as an expert, he knows these things. He says due to all the immunities that the government has granted itself, there's no way that we could in any way get, me made whole for the entire day of time that I lost on that day when they held me in their cage, and then all the time that I've had to spend dealing
with this. And every American's freedom of the press.
Right, the fact that I've been prevented from going to the courthouse, none of that will result in any kind of a countersuit. So at best, the charge gets dropped. At best, after a year of litigation going back and forth between the cops, the charge is just nullified, and that's it. There's more coming up. We'll keep you on.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
Hey, if you enjoy this program, one of the things you can do to help us out is become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And you can do it for as little as $5 a month. We take that $5 in, we throw it into the same pot with the others who are contributing to AMP, and then we take that money and spend it on stuff that can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country. We're talking with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at the beginning of this hour, and Talkers Magazine is one of the places that those AMP dollars have been going for a long time because
for good reason.
Right, because they're the industry publication of record for the talk radio business, and it's a good place to advertise. So that's where we've been doing that. They actually ended up a year ago, they stopped doing their print runs. So Talkers actually, you know, kind of saw the future of that print is dying, and they decided to leave the print game, even though they were still making a little bit of money doing print. They weren't failing, you know, miserably at it or anything like that. They just decided, we're just going to stop. We're going to go online only, and ever since then, we've been supporting them online with online advertising as well.
I'd be interested in knowing what it's like for, not just, you know, a case study, but I would be interested in sort of knowing industry-wide, you know, what's it like for magazines that either are making money or aren't making money, and that go offline. Because the print is a huge aspect, you know, all that dead tree material is a huge aspect to the cost. And
you know, Newsweek's no longer printing anymore, right?
Right. I mean, you know, and the Christian Science Monitor did it quite some time ago, and there's a big savings. I would imagine fewer people spend as much money advertising because online advertising seems to be worth less in people's minds than advertising in magazines or newspapers.
We're spending the same amount with Talkers as we've
as we were when we were just doing print ads.
Sure.
But back then we weren't doing their online ads, so it actually moved us, it transitioned us from print to the online ads. Anyway, that's one of the things we spend AMP dollars on. And there are other things as well, like going to their conventions that they throw a couple times a year. We've been doing that too. So if you want to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, you can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks too, like access to the AMP only call in lines, the AMP only podcast, which doesn't have the usual commercials our regular podcast does. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We've got Trevor back on the line here listening in Marion. He's got the itch. He wants to hit the streets, do some cop blocking, grab the video cameras, head out there, and possibly get himself arrested, which I can totally appreciate, Trevor. And you were calling us to get our thoughts on this particular plan of yours. You want to head out tonight. The good news from what you've told us is that you're not going to be, if you do go, if you do decide to go, and it sounds like you've got your heart set on it, but if you do decide to go, that you won't be going alone, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you will not be going alone.
No, I'll be going with another guy that has, I turned him on to your radio station, so.
And both of you will have video cameras?
Yeah.
Okay. That's better than going.
Approach it. We've talked to Derek J, and he kind of, I've talked to Damo a little bit, but.
Well, you have the experts in getting arrested for filming police officers while they're going about doing their jobs. That much is for sure.
Derek,
looks like
myself,
you're ready.
Derek, Adamo, and myself have all been arrested doing this very thing.
Make sure you have money for bail.
Yes, well, if you want to get bailed
actually,
out. Yeah.
And but the thing I'm worried about is, like, the guy that I work for, he's actually an attorney. He graduated from Notre Dame, and now he owns a machine shop.
There you go.
That attorney, I know, but I've asked him. I'm like, is it legal to film in Ohio? And I've asked the sheriff that, and they said yes.
Does he, you know, have you told him that you might possibly end up not coming to work on Monday morning?
Yeah, he knows. He knows what I do. He knows because I got arrested for like 6 hours one time, and I was 2 hours late to work.
Okay, so if you.
Recording.
If you really feel like this is something you have to do before you move to New Hampshire, which I generally recommend against, as long as your boss knows what to expect from you and isn't going to fire you if you don't show up to work,
and your wife,
as long as your wife isn't going to be livid at you engaging in this, then I would say, you know, you can hit the streets and see what happens. It'll certainly be interesting. It'll be a good experience for you. The only thing, you know, my main concern as somebody who said you want to get out of Ohio someday and move to New Hampshire, I don't know what your timetable is.
No, next December we should be there.
Okay, that's pretty good. You mean December 2013?
Well, no, we'll be moved there by November, December. Our lease is up and we're moving to New Hampshire.
That's great, unless, of course, you end up getting arrested tonight, and unless you get arrested tonight, end up with, you know, time in jail and then suspended sentence to where, or some sort of provision to where you can't actually leave. That's the only concern that I have, is that
it's happened.
Some people have, there was a guy in Philly who, you know, was talking about moving up here and then ended up getting arrested for recording outside a federal courthouse, and it just kind of destroyed his life, I mean, to some extent.
How can I get arrested for recording out of bars downtown?
It's, in case we haven't made this clear, the police can arrest you for anything they want to. I didn't think, you know, look, when I walked into the Palmer Town Hall, I thought, okay, I knew there was a chance I could get arrested, even though it's not legal, in my opinion, for them to arrest me. And sure enough, when I refused to back down after the officer in the case told me to back away and leave with the video camera or turn it off, after I refused to do as he said, I got arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. And that's just how they do it, man.
I can handle $35 or $50.
I sincerely hope you get the nice cop, and there's lots of them out there, and the ones that have read the Glick decision, that understand that it is the citizen's right, and it's the right of the free press to film public servants on public property, mm-hmm. doing the public's job, and I shouldn't say film, digitally record, but I can tell you that there's plenty of uninformed police officers out there that do not know that this is the aspect, and that the police unions tend strongly to be against the filming of police officers, and that they've given a lot of information to police that is erroneous throughout the years. And, you know, if they didn't get the memo, your butt's going right. to jail.
As long as you know.
And they're not going to get in trouble.
Right. As long as you know what you're getting into and what the risks are, I say, you know, go for it. You know, get the experience that you're looking for. But generally, my advice is keep your head down and then record everybody when you get to New Hampshire, where you've got some activists behind you. But since you're not going to be alone, you know, you may have better odds as a result of that. But, you know, just understand, if they tell you to put the camera down and you don't, then they're going to arrest you. And I don't recommend backing down in general. I would recommend either not going. I would recommend either not going at all or, you know, if you are going to go, stand your ground.
Yeah.
And don't resist arrest, which, of course, just makes things worse as you learned.
Yeah, you guys inspire me to, like, you know, Damo, Mark, even Mark, because I have kids.
Well, hey, make sure that if you do go out tonight and you end up making it back in one piece, you put a video up on YouTube, link over to it on our Facebook profile so we can see it.
All right, guys.
Good luck, man. Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Be safe out there. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm torn a little bit when calls like that come in because I know, you know, I did activism down in Florida. I didn't do the same level of kind of non-cooperative civil disobedience that I do here, but I still did some stuff that could have put me in jeopardy. I did start doing jury outreach in front of the courthouse in Sarasota, Florida,
yep.
And they did send sheriffs out to threaten us in that case. They wanted us to move away from the doors or something, and I did. You know, I wasn't going to make a stand there on that particular issue.
Another aspect to this that we didn't really take up in that conversation is that when you're doing this recording, it's not just the police you have to watch out for. Sometimes people don't. I mean, you know, people often do not want to be recorded and have their little misadventures.
The drunk a-holes on the streets coming out of those bars may be far more hostile to you than the police officers might. And so, in my opinion, in my experience of doing Cop Block, it is very important. And prior to Cop Block, there was Cop Watch. But
I prefer that name, by the way.
Well, the difference is a cop watcher just watches with a camera. A cop blocker may insert himself into the situation by asking tough questions, perhaps, of the police officers. That would be a way to change it from a cop watch into a cop block.
I like the term peaceful streets.
That's a good one, too. But anyway, the suggestion being that... Oh, I don't know where I was going with all that. Oh, yeah, you're asking people if it's all right to record the situation. This is one of the things that I learned, you know, the hard way, because some of the drunks were getting pretty upset about being recorded, and I just figured it wasn't worth it to just record people. I don't want to upset the people that I'm there to supposedly keep an eye on and make sure they don't get hurt by the police or whatever. So if somebody is being talked to by the cops, I will usually ask that person after the police officer has walked away or something like that. You know, like if it's a pullover, the cop comes up to the window, gets driver's license and registration, walks away from the window. At that point, I'll say something like, hey, do you want us to keep an eye on this? Do you want us to record this and get a yay or an a from the person in the car? And I think that helps out. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hour number two is on the way. The war on cigarettes continues. We'll tell you the latest. It's Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.